which seemed clear enough evidence of his damnation. She stared at him, her head spinning. Aliens? She thought. In medieval Germany? It was fantastic, unbelievable. Was he serious? She listened as he described his evidence. His solution seemed more incredible than the original problem. And you think this scenario is true? She asked when he had finished. Yes. And so does Anton. He showed her a note that had come with the printouts. And he is nobody's fool. She read the note quickly. He doesn't come out and say so, she pointed out. Tom grinned. I said he was no fool. That's better left to you, I suppose. But I'd like to know is why you dragged Nagy Space into it. If you're determined to ruin your own reputation, can't you leave mine out of it? Tom scowled. Give me credit for a little sense, he said. I'm saying this theory explains the facts very neatly. And if it's true... His voice trailed off. If it's true... Sharon felt her heart quicken. I dragged Nagy Space into the picture because neither Dietrich nor anyone else described a spaceship. How could they? She pointed out. They had no concept of spaceships. Medieval people weren't stupid. They were having a technological revolution themselves. Camshafts and water wheels and mechanical clocks. They would have recognized a spaceship as a vehicle of some sort, even if they called it Elijah's Chariot. But no. Dietrich and Joachim and the Bull of 1377 all state that the aliens appeared. Isn't that how you described hypospace travel the other day? A single stride covers great distances, was how you put it. No wonder Dietrich was so interested in seven-league boots. And that was what Johann meant when he pointed at the stars and asked how he would ever find his way home again. Traveling the way he did, he would have had no idea which one was his own. Appeared? Well, that's a lot to read into a single verb. He slapped his stack of computer printouts with the flat of his hand. It all ties together, though. Consilience, not deduction. No single strand of reasoning is enough to support the conclusion, but taken together. A prayer attributed to Johann says that there are 8 secret ways to leave the Earth. How many dimensions in your hidden hypospace? 8. The word came out reluctantly. Her blood hammered in her ears. What if? And the religious treatise attributed at third hand to Dietrich, to travel to other worlds, you need to travel inside. You used almost those exact words. Your 12-dimensional geometry became a trinity of trinities. The writer mentions times and places we cannot know save by looking inside ourselves. But that really was a religious treatise, wasn't it? I mean, the other worlds were heaven, hell, and earth, and traveling inside meant searching one's soul. Yeah, doch, but... The ideas weren't written down for 75 years. The writers took something they had heard at third or fourth hand and interpreted according to some familiar paradigm. The rationalism of the Middle Ages was already giving way to the romantic mysticism of the Renaissance. Who knows what Dietrich himself understood when Johann tried to explain it to him. Here, he closed the flap on the manila folder and handed the entire package to her. Read through it the way Anton did and see if it doesn't make sense. She looked him in the eyes as she took the folder from him. He really is serious, she thought, which, knowing Tom, could mean that he was unable to deal with the original problem's insolubility. Or else, maybe his idea was not as crazy as it sounded. Give him a fair chance. He deserves that much before I call the men in the white suits. She went to her beanbag chair and slumped into it. She read the items, slowly and carefully, relying on his English translations. Middle German was too hard to follow, and Latin was Greek to her. From the edge of her eye, he could see Tom fidgeting. Crazy, disconnected items, but a thread that ran through them, tying them together. She came at last to the treatise that Tom had shown her originally. She recognized the ugly, angular capital. Another illustration was the icon of the Order of St. Johann, which showed each person of the Trinity within small triangles set at the corners of a larger triangle. Curiously, the Holy Spirit was shown at the top. It was eerily similar to her own doodle of the polyverse. When she finished, she closed her eyes and tried to see her way clear to the answer. She tried putting the puzzle pieces together as he had. If this went with that... Finally, she shook her head, seeing the trap that he had fallen into. "It's all circumstantial," she said at last. "No one comes right out and says anything about aliens or other planets." The tea kettle began to whistle, and she went to the kitchen to turn it off. She laid Tom's papers on the kitchen table, where she had dumped her own papers last night. She opened the cabinet above the sink and searched for a morning tea. "Yes, they did," Tom insisted. He had followed her into the kitchen. "They did come right out and say so, in medieval terms and concepts. Oh, we can talk easily enough of planets orbiting stars, but they were just beginning to realize that their own planet turned on its axis. World meant... well, it meant the polyverse, and planet meant stars that moved. We can talk about multidimensional space, time, whatever, continua, but they couldn't. They were only just grappling with the concept of a continuum. They called it the intention and remission of forms. And Buridan had only just formulated the first law of motion. They didn't have the words to define the words. Everything they learned from the starfarers was filtered through a Weltanschauung unequipped to handle it. Read Occam someday, or Buridan or Aquinas. It's nearly impossible for us to make sense of them, because they envision things differently than we do. "People are people," she said. "I'm not convinced." It occurred to her that she was not playing devil's advocate. It was Tom who was advocating devils. She wanted to share this Tom-like joke with him, but decided it was not the right time for it. He was too deadly serious. "Everything you have," she told him, "could be read another way. It's only when you put them all together that they seem to form a pattern. But have you put them together right? Do all your pieces even come from the same jigsaw puzzle? Why should there be any connection at all? Maybe the journal wasn't kept by your Pastor Dietrich. There might be other Oberhochwalds in Bavaria, in Hesse, in Saxony. The upper village in the high woods. My lord, that must be as rare in southern Germany as main streets are in the Midwest." She held up a hand to forestall his objections, as he had done to her earlier. "No, I'm not mocking you. I'm just pointing out alternatives. Maybe the lightning flash really was a lightning flash, not an energy leak from a crippled hypospacecraft. Maybe Dietrich sheltered Chinese pilgrims, as you thought originally. Maybe Joachim was high on ergot when he thought he saw flying monsters. And copper wire must have had other uses than repairing alien machines. What about the descriptions of the hidden inner worlds and the Trinity of Trinities? Doesn't that sound like your hypospace?" She shrugged. "Or it sounds like medieval theology. Physics and religion both sound like gibberish if you don't know the basic axiom." She poured the hot water into a teapot and let the brew steep. There was no room on the kitchen table, however. It was littered with papers. When she had dropped the folder there, some of the contents had skidded out. Tom's printouts were mixed with her own from the lab. Medieval manuscripts and circuit diagrams for chronon detectors. She tisked at the mess and began to straighten it up. Tom stood in the doorway. "Do you know what I find significant?" Tom said. "The way Dietrich referred to the aliens. If they were aliens and not hallucination." "All right, if they were aliens. He always called them beings, or creatures, or my guests, or travelers. Never anything supernatural. Didn't Sagan once say that alien visitors would be careful not to be mistaken for gods or demons?" She snorted. "Sagan was an optimist. The ability to cross space doesn't make anyone more ethical, any more than the ability to cross the ocean made the Europeans more ethical than the Indians." That page was Tom's, and that page, this page, was hers. She put each into its proper folder. "I remember what he said would be convincing proof of alien visitors. It was in that book he wrote with Shlovsky." "What was that?" "A set of plans for some sort of high-tech hardware." And that page was Tom's, and that page was hers. No, wait, that wasn't a circuit diagram. It was Tom's illuminated capital. She froze suddenly, her throat tight. "Oh, my God!" "What?" He jumped away from the wall. "What is it?" "I don't believe it." She grabbed the copy of the treatise, and waved the illuminated capital in his face. Look at it! Vines and leaves and trinities?